Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Your grace is enough.
Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, May the 22nd, 2011.
All right, let's sing together tonight. The music's focused on the Lord's table and it's what he's done for us. Would you stand with me as we sing tonight? My faith has found a resting place.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device or plea. I trust the ever-living one, his goods for me shall be.
Thank you. ask the men to come at this time. A couple weeks ago, we had the homegoing of Amy Wright, and that funeral was something in the neighborhood of around $13,000, and it was an area that we encouraged you to give and make a gift to the church that we could give to the Wrights to help them to defray some of those costs. And I think at this point in time, I think we're getting pretty close to halfway there. And so there's still some needs, and so whatever the Lord would have you to do in that regard would be wonderful. Father in heaven, for the wonderful memories we have of Amy, we thank you, Father. We thank you that she's in a better place, and she's not in a place of pain anymore, Father. And all the tears have been wiped from her eyes, Father. We thank you for your goodness and grace that we find in your presence, Father. For this offering, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Carmen. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Love the song. I taught you a song probably a year or so ago entitled Once Again, and I want to sing that with you tonight. Once again. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death many times. I wondered at your and I'm in that place once again. Yes, I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my love. Everything I may hear.
my sacrifices, let my heart of worship, let the praise I lay here at your feet be a holy fragrance in the sanctuary.
Tonight, the Toon family is going to share their testimony, and I think they're even going to sing. So,
we're the Toons,
Marty and Melanie, Leanne, Molly, and Drew is on his way back from South Carolina right now. He went to see someone special in his life this weekend, and so he gets to spend a few hours with her at a time and enjoys it. He's going to boot camp very soon, so he wanted to see her one last time before that happens. So he's on his way back. I wish you'd pray for him as he travels. We talked to him on the way here. We've kind of decided that what we'd do is each of us give a little testimony, and then we'd like to sing for him. But I'm going to start youngest to oldest. That means I'm last. And we'll start with Molly.
Hello. Well, I was saved when I was 5 years old, and with my parents at home after church on Wednesday night. And one of my favorite verses is James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. And purify your hearts, ye double-minded. And that verse really reminds me, God doesn't make you choose Him. He lets you choose, and if you do choose Him, He helps you through thick and thin, anytime. One of those times was when I first came here and to church, school, but He helped me through that. He gave me many friends that I can count on and love me, and great teachers that helped me also, and I just wanted to thank Him for that.
Well, I'm Leanne, and I don't know all of you yet because I've been away at college. I'm in nursing school at Bob Jones. But I remember I was saved when I was almost 4 years old. I remember being at church one night, and after church I came home, and I was laying in bed, and my dad came in to pray with me before I went to sleep, and he asked me if I had listened to what the pastor had said and if I wanted to go to heaven when I died, and I said yes. And so we prayed there, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And through the years, I was always wondering, did I really mean it? I was really little, and I don't know if I understood it all. So it was when I was 8 years old, I made assurance of my salvation. But I don't know which time was the actual moment or whatever, but it doesn't matter, because I know right now that I am saved and I'm going to heaven, and I'm putting my trust in Jesus Christ as my salvation. And I've seen His work in my life. He's just evidenced Himself so many times, and He's been so real to me, and He's given me desires that I know I would have never had if I had not been saved. And one of those desires is to tell others about him and see other people come to Christ like I have had the joy of doing. And actually this summer I'm going to get to go on a couple missions trips with Grace, and so I'm really excited about that. And but I just wanted to also thank the church. When we first came, it was different coming to a new church because we had been where we previously lived for all my life since I was 1 year old. And so when we came here, it was unbelievable the way that we were welcomed, and it was just, it blew me away at like the college group and how open they were with new people and just welcoming, and I loved every minute of it, and I'm loving it right now. So I just want to thank you for that.
I'm Melanie, Marty's wife. I was saved young also when I was about four, and I was fortunate to be born into a Christian home, and my parents were missionaries, and my parents were a huge influence in my life, and they always showed me that they love God's word, they love Jesus, and I learned that from them. My dad's favorite verse was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And my mom's was Psalm 16:11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So I learned early on, trusting in the Lord and being close to the Lord is where I was going to find joy and pleasures. And so while we were on the mission field, I had to go be sent to a boarding school. There weren't any English schools where my parents were in Colombia. So I spent most of my years in Venezuela. And I was 7 years old when I went away for the first time. And it was a great school. It was a missionary kids school run by a team mission. But it was very difficult to get over the homesickness part of it. Took about two good weeks to get over that part, but it was in those times that God showed himself real to me. When I was, seemed like each time I put points down on my little card here, it seemed like I was, at times I was alone. But there, I remember my grandmother used to send me little devotional books to write stuff in, and I would write down verses, Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8, about letting God know your problems, don't worry about anything, that he will give you that peace. And, you know, I went through things like tests and papers and without my parents there. So it was just me and God. And, another verse that meant a lot to me was Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And then another time in my life when I was alone was, when my dad brought me here, I went to Tennessee Temple for my freshman year. And he says, he gave me this verse to cling to and hold on to. It was Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And it talked about the peace that we can have through trusting in the Lord. And he did. And I remember a time when I was in chapel, and I was away from home, and I didn't have a boyfriend, and I was sad, and there was this one guy I liked, and he didn't even know I was alive, so I was having a pity party, I guess, and God gave me this verse, and it came through Dr. Al Smith was teaching a new course in chapel, and it was from Psalm 24:14 about waiting on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. And so I used to sing that song over and over again, especially when the thoughts of that guy would come in my head. I would sing that song, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage." And so I would keep waiting. And a long time down the road, I was, you know, the Lord is good to those who wait. And when he's good to those who wait, he's good. And he gave me Marty. I waited for him, and I'm blessed with him for my husband. We met at Bob Jones. Another time in my life, God showed me his power. And it was this church that Leanne was talking that we were at for like 18 years. And it was a little church, and it went through a lot of different storms and times and good times and storms too. But it was one time toward about 4 years ago that it was one of the worst storms. It was like watching one of those tornadoes come through, and you're just standing there watching, and it's just coming to you, and it's huge, and nothing you can do about it. But God gave me this verse of Psalm 4, 4, and 5. I'll read it. And it said, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." And he was saying to me, this is much bigger than you are, much bigger than anybody in this church is. And just watch, just stand for what's right, stand and in awe. And just, it's like standing there and with your, I just picture my mouth dropped open like, wow. And just God did it. He just was so powerful, even though it was something really huge. And he showed himself real to me in that situation too. And it's like the song, one of my favorite songs is, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." And the verse, the chorus goes, "How I've proved him o'er and o'er." And it's been true in my life. He's proven himself to me over and over through his word and staying close to him. That's my goal, is to stay close to him where I can hear him when he has words of comfort, words of patience and encouragement and power, where I can hear that. So I think that's all.
The psalm that the Lord's had for me in the last, I guess, probably 5 years, Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And it goes on to say, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And the last verse of that psalm is the one that she just read. It's, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And I know that God's brought me through many trials. The church that she spoke about, 19 years, 18 years, I'm not sure exactly how long it was, but as she said, good times and some really tough times. And being involved in a small ministry, as all of you know, when you're in a church, you suffer with and through together and sometimes apart. God was good to us and taught us many lessons there. But he's also just, through the years, given us many opportunities to learn. And you know those trials that come along, it's more opportunity to really cling to him. And apparently I need that. Apparently I need that encouragement to come back, on and on. But I thank the Lord for saving me. I was saved when I was 7. I have a memory of kneeling down beside my dad's bed with him and being saved. I had many doubts as I was growing up. I can remember riding along in the car, looking out the car window, saying, "Lord, if I'm not saved, save me. Lord, if I'm not saved, save me." And you know, even at my senior year in high school, and then it came to a point where I said, "You know what? If God said he's going to save me, then he did it, and I got to trust him, and it's all in his hands." And through those doubts, God gave me a stronger faith. And I know that I have a relationship with God, and I know that it's not because of me. It's by his grace, and it's all his mercy. We came here about 9 months ago. Melanie and I met in college at Bob Jones. She finally got to the right school. And I love Tennessee Temple because God told her to wait for me. Actually, I had a lot of growing up friends that, and Fred and I have found a lot of similarities in our backgrounds. But God's been good to us, and he allowed us to have three children and gave us healthy children. The blessings of God are so good. And God's given us opportunity of growing together in faith. He led us. We were in the Charleston area when we first got married. Boy, I didn't know much when I first got out of college and started working and doing things. And I made some decisions that I said, well, I'll never do that again if I can help it. But we had 3 years in the Charleston area, then a lot of years in the Greenville-Spartanburg area. And God led me to work at BMW Manufacturing and spent 15 years there. Got some experience that, as it turns out, was beneficial to Volkswagen. And I thought I was, you know, ready for another challenge. And, boy, I've had a challenge. It's been quite challenging. Some of you know that I'm not here very often on Wednesdays and sometimes every now and then on weekends. But been doing a lot of traveling. That's going to get better. Somehow, the hours are going to get better. We're going to get through this. But I thank the Lord for the opportunities he's given us here. And when we came to this church, our sister sang a song the very first time we were here. It's No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. And that's something that Melanie and I have sung together for years since we were married. And it was like, here you are. And we came, just kept... You know, we visited a couple other churches in the area, and Lord, just the open arms that Brother Patrick, he just met us the very first Sunday we were here. He said, you come on Sunday morning, I'll introduce you to some people, and I mean, we just showed up in town. And that weekend, met the pastor first Sunday we were here. Have developed some wonderful friendships here at Grace, and we just appreciate all that you've done for us, and we hope that we can be a part of this church and be a contributing part, not just bystanders, but contributing to the ministry here. And we thank the Lord. We want to be here to be accountable to you, to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, to weep when you weep, and to rejoice when you rejoice, and we love you, and thank you for having us. We would like to sing No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me.
So, Melanie, your folks were in Colombia in missions, and what mission were they with, and what city were you in?
It was South America Mission, SAM.
Uh-huh.
In Valledupar.
Okay. So where is that in Colombia?
The very north part of Colombia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you. We support a SAM missionary and have supported them from, they were supported by the church before I ever got here and everything, and have had a good ministry. I think they do a lot of work with drug rehab and different kinds of things that way. So it's a terrific, terrific opportunity and work. So this is the Lord's table. It's not the table of Grace Baptist Church. And as such, if you're here and you know the Lord, you're in fellowship with Him, we encourage you to participate, whether you're a member of this church or not. So the scripture says, "For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks." Andy Pappas, will you give thanks for the bread, please?
Help us, Lord, to do this. Thank you for loving us, God. We send you Jesus' precious name.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Scripture says, "So after the same manner also he took the cup." John, will you pray for the cup, please?
Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus and his blood on the cross. Seal our heart for this painful cross. We're so thankful, Father, that you were willing to die on the cross so that we could have redemption, so we could have life, so we could have hope. We're thankful for that shed blood which brought us salvation and our sanctuary.
So after the same manner also we took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." It is our custom to be involved in some benevolence opportunities, and one of the ways we fund that is we have a special offering after the Lord's table. So if you give, and you give generously, that helps us be able to help folks. Father, for this we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I've asked Mike just to kind of give us an update on a couple of things. First of all, we've gotten a new date on Angola and everything, and we think there may be some opportunities in there. I mean, why don't you go ahead and say that?
As many of you recall, we had probably 40 some odd people signed up to go to the Awana ministry at the Angola prison in Louisiana. That was scheduled for back in May. Due to flooding with the Mississippi, that had to be canceled as they evacuated the prison. They have now reset that date for July 9th. The 8th and the 9th would be the events that are held in the prison. And so we're now trying to determine amongst our original people that were signed up to go if many of those can still work in their schedule to do that. I already know that some will not be able to, which may give us the opportunity to add some other people who previously hadn't been able to go. If it looks like in your schedule, you may have that date open. We'd have to leave on July 7th on a Thursday. We would return on Sunday the 10th. And if you think that you may be able to go and are interested in going, please let me know that, because over the next couple of days, I'll be hearing from the people who were originally scheduled to go with us as to whether they can make it or not, and so we may have some openings. And we'd still love to make that trip with the group from Grace, take a big busload down there. It's going to be a blessing, not only to the prisoners and the children of the prisoners, but to the people that go and be able to serve there as well.
Okay, there's a chance to be neighborly. We've got a good opportunity here on Wednesday evening, 2 weeks, something like that?
On the 1st?
Yes.
Yes, as many of you will also recall, on once a year we try to get in and do a number of projects here at the church building. We'll do some painting, some deep cleaning, all kinds of fun activities. I started off by is it Sumptuous Feast of Hot Dogs?
It's not just a hot dog. Tell them what kind of hot dog
it is. I assume we're having Nathan's hot dogs.
Exactly, Nathan's hot dogs. So, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yes, it is the ribeye of hot dogs, I hear. So, many hands make light work, and we could really use many hands on that evening. Fred has and others have put together a sign-up sheet out front detailing some of the things that we'll do. We need expert painters. We always have a good crew back in the fellowship hall that will need to be painted, and a number of other things, as well as outside work. We'll do some work on the different parts around the building. So we'd really love to have you out on Wednesday night, June 1st.
Okay. All right, and so we start having folks leave for trips here pretty quick, and I'm trying to think, when does the Camp of the Woods, now Fond has already left and gone up to Camp of the Woods, and when do you leave to go to Camp of the Woods, John? Okay, and then we have some others.
We will leave on the 23rd, I believe, which is also a Thursday of June, and be up there for that next week and return here on July 2nd. We're still looking for some college-age counselors, if any of you are available and would love to be a part of that ministry. Please come and see me on that. We've got a number already signed up. But we could always take some more.
Okay, Alaska leaves when?
June 12th.
And then I'm trying to remember, seems like Tom, yes. You leave Thursday. Okay, Diana, when do you leave for Portugal, Spain? Tomorrow morning. Okay, so you're getting an early jump on it, and then you'll be there for several weeks, and then you're going to go to the Dominican. Okay, Fred? Okay, going to Romania in 2 weeks. And then we've got a group going to to England, going to Wales. When do they leave? In July. Okay. All right, so we have lots of trips to think about and to pray about, don't we? And so to pray for each other, the Lord. Mary, well, I see that hand. Rachel leaves Tuesday. Okay. That's right. Rachel Baker's going on a missions trip to Lake Ann. And she won't be with us on a regular basis anymore. And I've told Rachel that it is not as bad in Michigan as everybody tells you. There is sun that occasionally is brought in by cassette. It's not naturally appearing sun. And the snow up there, and down here we talk about traces and closing school on the threats of snow up there. Snow's not going to be an issue. They measure it by the yardstick. So that will be wonderful. We'll be praying for them. All right. Yes, Gary? June 11th for China. Okay. That's wonderful. All right. Have a great evening. The Lord bless you. Don't forget the shower.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.